Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Jisate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN countries. Speaking at the India-ASEAN summit in Vientiane, Laopedia yesterday, he stressed that the 21st century is a century of India and ASEAN countries. The Prime Minister said India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. Highlighting the importance of ties between India and ASEAN countries, Prime Minister Modi said trade with the ASEAN region has almost doubled to over $130 billion in the past 10 years. He said India has direct flight connectivity with 7 ASEAN countries and soon direct flights will start with Brunei. On the occasion, the Prime Minister announced a 10-point plan to further boost relations between India and ASEAN countries. The next year will be celebrated as the ASEAN-India Year of Tourism, for which India will make available $5 million towards joint activities. On the sidelines of the East Asia Summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with ASEAN leaders. The centre has declared Hizb-ut-Tahrir and all its manifestations and front organisations as terrorist organisations under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. In a gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said Hizb-ut-Tahrir is allegedly involved in the radicalisation and motivation of gullible youth to join terrorist organizations such as ISIS and raising funds for terror activities. It said the aim of the organization is to establish an Islamic State and caliphate globally, including in India, by overthrowing democratically elected governments through jihad and terrorist activities. Akaut Nagaland has criticized the state government on its lack of commitment in assisting Northeast Frontier Railway NFR for redeveloping of Dimapur Railway Station into a world-class with an allotted fund of 283 crore rupees. The Akaut said the transformation project at Dimapur Railway Station was scheduled to begin by April 30th this year, but due to delay in eviction of illegal settlers by the state government, the proposed start of the project was probably rescheduled. It therefore alleged that the Dimapur Railway Station has been deprived of development for decades despite the station is estimated to handle on an average nearly 10,000 passengers both incoming and outgoing, earning the second highest revenue for the NFR. It recalled that Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone on August 6, 2023 for the ambitious redevelopment of 508 railway stations across the country at an estimated cost of 1 lakh crore rupees, of which Dimapur Railway Station is one of the stations. However, this remains in abeyance as long as land is not made available for redevelopment and expansion of railway facilities. The Akaut therefore urged the state government to immediately begin eviction of illegal encroachers, demolish unauthorized structures and hand over the land to Indian Railways. The International Day of the Girl Child is being observed across the world today. This day highlights the importance of gender equality, education and opportunities for young girls. The theme for this year is Girls' Vision for the Future. The International Day of the Girl Child highlights the urgent need to empower girls and secure their human rights. The day acts as a reminder to create an environment where girls can thrive, ensuring they are equipped with the tools to lead and shape their future. The Ministry of Education yesterday launched the registration portal for the fifth phase of Yuva Sangam under Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Yuva Sangam is an initiative by the central government to strengthen people-to-people connections between youth belonging to different states and union territories. Youth between the ages of 18 and 30 can participate by registering on the Yuva Sangam portal. The last date for registrations for Yuva Sangam is the 21st of this month. During Yuva Sangam tours, multidimensional exposure under five broad areas, Pariyatan, Parampara, Pragadi, Paraspar Sampark and Pradyogiki will be provided to the visiting delegation over a period of 5 to 7 days. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.